Kat had to ask.
All right. I was just asking you how much contact you had with the Saints, and did you interview with them? Did you think they were a team that could pick you?
Yeah, no. I said I did interview with them at, the combine for, 15 minutes. You know, they brought me in, had me sit down and go over about 10 to 15 plays that they do on defense. And they had me write them up on a sheet of paper. And, that was pretty mind-boggling because they were, just asking me some, pretty wild questions while I was doing it. But, I didn't have really any clue that, they were going to pick me after that because, they didn't have, that much contact with me. They were impressed with, how well, I analyzed the, that the plays that they drew up and how quick I, just assessed them, I wrote them down. So, that was about it.
So you played in a 4-3 defense in college. How do you feel like you fit in with the Saints kind of hybrid 3-4 defense, but obviously they play a lot of other things too?
Well, I mean, the 4-3 defense and the 3-4 are starting to kind of, overlap with these over and, under defenses because, during half the season at Cal, we started to play, sort of a 3-4 where our Sam was on the line and, our two Mike and Will backers were the inside players. So I feel like I'll be good at, at playing in, 3-4 defense. And I'll learn quickly, and there's not much of a change.
Kyrie, it's been sort of a long and winding road for you from leaving Penn State after the Sandusky scandal to having to sit out a year and then go on a team and won the 11 last year. How much did that enter into your thought process, it's time to get to the NFL?
I took it all in as a learning experience. Life doesn't go as planned. I just took it as, adversity, just lesson in me, I guess this is growing up as a man. I picked Penn State, obviously, and obviously it didn't work out for me like I wanted to, so I had to pick a different option. I don't regret it. I thought it was a learning tool for me and actually helped me out a lot, going from a 4-3 defense, and learning that, and, we're in the Big Ten, hard-hitting, to going all over to, Pac-12 and more of, a finesse game. So, I thought that was good for NFL.
Did you get a lot of questions about your injury history, and do you think teams were all satisfied that you're sort of past both those issues?
Yeah, I don't feel like I was, really injury prone. The only real injury I had was actually in ninth grade. I had to get surgery on my knee 2012 season. And I didn't tear anything. I didn't tear meniscus, tear ACL or anything. They just had to put another tendon in my kneecap to make sure it was just stable. Doctor said, that I could have played with it, but if I wanted to have a long career, like in the NFL, that I would probably get the surgery just so it wouldn't happen again. So, my knee wouldn't pop out again. As long as I stay stretched, do some yoga, drink water, I'll be good.
There were some reports that you had a torn, I guess, that ligament back in ninth grade. Were those reports inaccurate? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't tear a ligament. I just, partially, I dislocated my kneecap. So it would always slip out just a little bit. It never happened during, any football game through my high school and college career up until spring practice where it came out. Little bit. I still walked off the field. I was fine. I was about to start practicing again, but the doctors thought it was just a little loose. So, they tightened it down with another Achilles tendon from my cadaver. And now I'm fine.
You were talking about your interview with the Saints at the Combine. Was that Rob Ryan asking most of those questions, or a position coach? Or?
Yeah, so it was Rob Ryan saying right to the right of me.
And it was different than the other interviews you did then, the way they conducted it?
Well, yeah. I mean, most of the other interviews was just, like asking about my life, why, changed schools. And, when I sat in New Orleans, I thought it was going to be the same, but it was more straight to the point. And, what can you do from this day point on? The past is in the past, and we want to see what you can do to help this team out.
So what were your impressions of Rob Ryan and the way he runs this defense?
From a personal standpoint, I have a friend who's actually from Connecticut. Like John Jenkins, you guys drafted him last year, and he's a great guy. From my personal experience, just at the combine, he's straight to the point, knows what he wants in his defense. Really, adamant about playing well and having a great defense. So, I'm just excited to be a part of that, and hopefully I get on the field and help the team out, as best as possible.
How close are you and John? Acquaintances or real close friends?
Oh, no, we're real close. My dad, my father got him to the junior college that he was at. From the junior college, that's where he got picked up, to Georgia. Then after Georgia, that's where he moved to Penn. So, yeah, he was a really, a good friend. I actually just talked to him, after I got drafted, and, he told me all things, that were good about you guys' organization, and I'm just excited to come down, start working.
And how long have you known him?
I want to say since 10th grade.
Anything else?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks, Kari.
Thank you.